Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord he has made. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Want to welcome each and every one of you this morning. Amen. Glory be to God to our services. Amen. A place where we celebrate Jesus every morning, decreeing and declaring that Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. I'm your host on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia, giving God all of the praise, giving God all of the glory, and giving God all of the honor. There is nobody like Jesus. Nobody, nobody, nobody. We can search high and we can search low. Amen. But there's absolutely nobody, nobody like Jesus. Amen and amen. We want to thank God on yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God. Our Sister Catherine, Kathy, glory be to God, Smith. Amen. And we want to thank God for her elaboration on Sister Priscilla. Sister Priscilla out of the books of Acts, chapter number 18, how she was a tent maker. She was a missionary. She was also a mentor to Apollos. Amen. She was known as the woman of the Bible study. Amen. And she was committed and willing to die for the cause. Amen. Is there a cause? Amen. Well, Priscilla said yes. Amen. So we want to thank God for this woman of God and her history and her legacy. Amen. Glory be to God. If a woman has nothing to die for, a woman has nothing to live for. Amen. So we want to bless the Lord. Amen. Today, amen, we'll be hearing about, amen, hallelujah, her name might be a little difficult to pronounce. Amen. Atalia. 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 Amen. And she's not one that was very, very talked about, but people need to know about her. Amen. People need to know about her. Amen. Glory be to God. And so coming to us this morning, amen, to share, amen, glory be to God, on her background and her history, and what we can learn from her is our minister, Denise Jackson, out of Philadelphia. And we want to thank God for Minister Denise. Thank God for evangelist, amen. I know she's going to be ordained in the month of June, amen. But we thank God for the ordinations and all that. But if you're an evangelist, you're an evangelist. Glory be to God. You don't have to be ordained to be an evangelist. Amen. But ordination has its place. Amen. So we want to celebrate that upcoming event. Amen. Glory be to God. So without any further ado, it is she who's going to come and share with us today. Amen. Her insights in Jesus' name. All right. Give me one second here. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Denise. Saw you there.
I certainly am. Good morning. And bless the Lord.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for serving. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Amen. Amen. Give an honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for he is Jesus the Christ. He was born in a manger, Shedadosha, traveled to Nazareth, and he was hung on the cross. And the tomb was rolled away, and he risen. He has risen. And he told us, they was eavesdropping, and he said, tear this temple down, I will build it back up. And he did just what he said. Amen. I give God glory for Pastor Bradford. I've been up like 2, 3, 4 o'clock, and I heard the wind howling. I said, my, it was howling too. Hours. And I said, look at that, how the land, God is hollering, just the wind. It was a holler. It was a hollowing. Is that a word? Yes, it is. And it was hollowing, and it was strong, just, and it's sweeping, and I heard it. And I heard it, and it existed for about an hour. So, amen, for this is the day we shall rejoice. We shall rejoice before we even rise up. God is sweeping over the land, hallelujah, to cleanse it. And so we commit ourselves to righteousness. It's an honor, Pastor Bradford, and I have read 1 Kings and 2 Kings and things like that. I just want to do just say that all the kings was, mostly all of them was wicked. Only 5 was righteous. So we go with Attila, and so you can pronounce the name, and I always encourage people. You know, what I learn, I encourage others. So when you see a word, just break it down. Like when I was in high school, we would break words down. And so we're going to talk about her. And at this time, King Joaz, let me back it up a little bit. These kings were just murdering people, each other, and this was so unrighteous. Again, out of all the kings, only 5 was righteous. We're going to speak about Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, and Saul. I'm reading from 1 Kings, and I'm going to begin the story of this lady. And again, in the book of Kings, 1 Kings and 2 Kings, we talk about the northern and southern division of the kingdoms. And as we had read about Saul, I don't want to go all the way back to history, but he wasn't a good king, so we know about that. So we're going to go further with this. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw her son was dead, she arose. Her son was a king. She arose and destroyed all the royal heirs, the royal heirs. I'm going to stop right there. Royal heirs, that means your cousin, your grandmother, and all that. So this lady was ruthless. And let me put a pin on it and stop. Athaliah, she was the daughter of Jezebel. Somebody brought Jezebel and Ahab. Ahab was a king of Israel. He was one of the kings, wicked from the flow up. And his wife was Jezebel. We know about that. This lady, Athaliah, was their daughter. I think she had a brother and a sister, too. And so we go on. But Joasheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joaz, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's son who were being murdered. And they hid him and his nurse in the bedroom from Athaliah, so he was not killed. So he was hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years while Athaliah reigned over the land. I'm going to stop there. She was killing everything, like I said. It's a royal heirs. What is royal heirs? That's cousins and mothers and all of them. She destroyed all of them. Why? For the sake of royalty in the reign. We do that in the natural. Come on. Come on. We murdered each other for rank. Thank you, Lugos. Because I was those feet. I was out there. Heard that wind howling 3 or 4 o'clock. So she did this for rank. Huh? We do it in the corporate world, too. We do all kinds of things to sidetrack and things like that, you know, bamboozle people and things like that. Why? Just for rank and rulership. I might be ahead of myself, but she ain't going to rule too long. That's what I'll tell you. That's about the end of the story right there. I can wrap it up right there. Because God don't reward evil. Evil ain't going to last, honey. It's going to be cut down, thank you, Holy Ghost, and wither away like the grass. And so what had happened, Joaz, which was, he became a king. He became the king after her demise. And so, but there was a daughter. And we can relate that to Moses. Remember when Pharaoh's sister, she was a queen too. She hid Moses, remember? We remember that story, and she hid Moses. So I might be ahead. Joaz, he was the rightful heir. So she going to be cut off. And so there was somebody that positioned that hid him. They hid him and his nurse in the bedroom from Athaliah so that he was not killed. He was hidden so she wouldn't kill him. So he was hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years. 6 years they hid. Now, put a pin on it. She was killing people in 6 years over the land. And look at that. And they hid him. See, it's a certain time for your release. I said, it's a certain time for your release. They hid him for 6 years. God had a plan. When Atalia, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, Ahaziah was executed by Jehu, as recorded in 2 Kings 9:27-22. She used the occasion of her son's death to take power for herself, and she reigned over the land for 6 years. As I said, that baby was hidden. He was hidden for 6 years. And she ruled on the occasion of her son being killed. Now, we remember that Atalia was the daughter of Ahab, as I said, and Jezebel. She was a daughter. And I want to put a pin on this. These kings became even eviler than their parents. Her parents was evil. She came more wickeder. The Bible says that. You can look at, read 1 Kings. I did in 2 Kings. These rulers that became their parents, the children of these parents that was evil, their children became more evil. See, evil, bizarre, more evil. They became more wicked than their parents. So she's the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel and was given to King Jeroram of Judah as a bride. She was a bad influence on both her husband, Jeroram of Judah, and her son, King Ahaziah of Judah. See, I don't see that. And King Jeroram, he was a king, and she was his wife. Now, see, I didn't know that. And both of them were kings. And Jezebel, her husband, King Ahab, he was a king, and destroyed all the royal heirs. Atalia was from the family of Ahab and Jehu, and completely destroyed all of Ahab's descendants in Israel, all of the descendants. She destroyed them. Now, after Jehu's coup, Atalia tried to save something for Ahab's family by trying to eliminate the house of David and Judah. So that was her purpose, trying to eliminate the house of Judah. That ain't happening. How dreadful is the lust of reigning? I said that before I got to the note. Just to have the lust and the desire of leadership and rulership. I'm going to put the pin on it, and I'm going to equate this to David. When they put Saul's armor on David, it didn't fit. You can't take the rulership of somebody. You can't, you can't take somebody's anointing. It don't fit you, babe. It don't fit you. I hope y'all hear me real clearly. You can't have Pastor Bradford's anointing on my anointing. It is not going to fit you. Years before the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, married his son to his daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, hoping to make an alliance with these wicked and apostate leaders. Told you they was wicked from the floor. Go check it out for yourself. You could just Google it. It was only 5 righteous kings. And this was the fruit of Jehoshaphat marrying his son to a daughter of idolatrous and wicked house of Ahab. Don't be unequally yoked. You can break these scriptures down sometimes, well, because it's a lot of wording, but it's saying she united herself with, he united himself with something wicked. Years before the king of Judah, like I said, he married his son to a daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, hoping to make an alliance. See, these kings, they would give you jewelry and well, not so much as jewelry, but money and goats, cattle was wealthy to make alliance. That's what happened to one of the kings. He tried to get a man, and that's bribery in a sense, you know, to make alliance, you know, to make peace. That's going down with the United States. We all know something. That's political. I ain't getting there. No character in history, sacred or secular, stands out blacker or more hideous than his daughter-in-law, of the ungodly Jehoshaphat. Just she, we don't hear about it like Pastor Bradford said, but she's wicked from the flow up. But Joasheba, this little-known woman who had an important place in God's plan of the ages, though her courage and ingenuity, she preserved the royal line of David through which the Messiah would come. See, Joasheba, she was the lady that, you know, that hid the baby and stuff. Joash, see, he's going to reign after this wicked lady. Hope I ain't losing my notes here. Evil people like, yes, I'm right here. Evil people like Attila will begin. And again, you can pronounce these names two ways. Some people said they ain't correct now. God looked these names up. Attila, Attalia, you can pronounce her name two ways because they mean they have a pronunciation. They have a pronunciation in Greek. So these words could be pronounced 2 or 3 different ways. So you ain't wrong because I looked them up. And they could pronounce in the Greek terminology. So Atalia will begin their work, but God can always raise up Jehoshaphat. That's someone to protect you, you know. And so he had a plan, just like, again, I equate this to Moses when he raised up the daughter of the sister, I'm sorry, of Pharaoh to hide Moses. Huh? Remember that? And so that's what happened also here. This evil always breaks down. It's extremely clever. It calculates on all the changes and seems to leave no unguarded place. But of unvarying regularity, it fails somewhere to cover up its tracks. Her. That's all that's saying is her. She did all this wickedness to try to cover up. And again, she did it for rulership, reign, to be known. Your gifts to make room for you. You don't have to be over anxious for any gifts. I emphasize that. Because I listen to people. When I used to speak in tongues, Sister Denise, you're speaking in tongues. I had to discern years ago that, you know, and through people's language. See, I listen to people's language. You know, you can't be zealous, overzealous for gifts. I'm gonna say it real simple. And what I'm saying is it is in the Word of God. God gives gifts to whom he chooses. Huh? Newsflash, he gives it to whom he chooses to. The thing of it, you got a gift, you got a gift. Like Oprah said, you got a car, you got a gift. Pastor Brad got a gift, Sister Kathy got a gift, Sister Hattie got a gift. We all got gifts, honey. You got to know what your gift is and work it. He was hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years. Though Ahaziah was a bad king who made evil alliance, he was still a descendant of David. See, these people, I was thinking about that last night. These people still were descendants of David, as a successor of the royal land. For the sake of David, God remembered his promise and spared this one young survivor to the massacre of Atalia. See, it was a covenant of Jesus. Jesus don't break his covenant. Some of these heirs of David that was wicked from the flow and repented because of compassion, shed a little shot, that David promised, that God promised David, that your descendants, I will bless, I have a covenant with David. See, David was a little messed up too. We ain't talking about him right now. You know, the things that he did. But the emphasis, let's emphasize one thing about David. He had a true and repentant heart. As we wake up this morning, we did anything, and they repent, true, from a godly sorrow. Not because you got your hand caught in the cookie jar. A godly sorrow from your spirit. So the line of David was almost extinguished and continued only in the presence of a small boy. See, by her killing up, I told you she killed her sisters and her brothers. Royal heirs. A royal heir, it could be your sister next in line. Not cousins, we'll go to the sisters. She killed all of them. Matter of fact, it was the cousins, aunts, and everybody, all of them. But God preserved this one little boy, Joash. We could read about him later because he had a little problem too. I think he went right back into idolatry. He took the idols from the temple. These kings, they had all kind of idols up in the guy's sacred home. Solomon did too. See, I told you I read about some of these kings. Solomon did too. He went to whoring with different women, different gods. And so let me stick to this. And so, again, this lady executed all the royal heirs, except for this little king, Joash. Jehoiada plans to reveal the hidden heir to the throne. And the 7 year Jehoiada sent and brought the captains of hundreds of the bodyguards and the escorts and brought them to the house of the Lord to him, and he made a covenant. They go to covenant with them and took an oath from them, the house of the Lord, and showed them to the king's son. He commanded them, saying, this is what you shall do. One-third of you will come on duty on the Sabbath, shall be keeping watch over the king's house. One-third shall be at the gate of Shur, and one-third at the gate. Break this down. Basically, they saying, you know how you have, I used to be an usher, a greeter, you got an usher. He started giving assignments in the church. It ain't just starting your church. This started in the Book of Kings. I didn't give assignments. So Jehoiada sent and brought captains. Jehoiada was a godly man who was concerned with the restoring the throne of David to the line of David and taken away from his daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. Jehoiada. On the Sabbath, Jehoiada chose the Sabbath day for the day of the coop because this was the day when the guards changed their shift and they could assemble two guards at the temple at the same time without attracting attention. This was a dramatic moment. For 6 years, I told you the little kid, Joash, he was a king. He was hidden. She tried to wipe everybody out, and they hid him. For 6 years, everyone believed, she did wipe most everybody out. For 6 years, everyone believed there was no more surviving heirs. See, God had a plan. See, everybody, just like Jesus, they thought it was over for him, but he rose. So for 6 years, everybody believed that there was no surviving heirs. And there was no, this lady, she is, you know, how significant, she's now less significant. But the thing of it, she was just trying to kill everything. The secret had to be secure because the king's son would be immediately killed if his existence were revealed. The captains and bodyguards and escort must have been shocked by the sight of this six-year-old heir to the throne. See, actually, you could be killed for this because, it was revealed that you hid something or somebody, all of them could have been executed. Just like when they guarded Jesus' grave, some of them was about to be executed, if I remember the story. Because how did he get away? Because he was Almighty God. And you was a bodyguard and escort, and you let people get away and escape, they cut your head off. Let's believe you was executed. One reason Atalia was able to reign for 6 years was that no one knew any alternative. See that? You got leaders that's so, we talked about me and some friends the other day, how one of my friends said, you know, when a leader is wrong, you wait till God gives you instructions. Now, some people are anointed to deal with wicked and corrupt pastors and stuff. But you can't release something until the time. I was talking to somebody yesterday. Let God give you instructions. And you're not being afraid, because when God gives me instructions, boo is on. And I'm not afraid of nobody's, that's why he probably uses it. And I'm not afraid. When I said it real clear. Let me say it again. When God gives you a word to release, you must release it. That's apostle, pastor, anybody else. Because he holding, if he called you to do it, didn't he call you to do it? If he called you to do it, he assigned you to do it. One reason God could use, I had a conversation with someone the other day. Why me? You know? God took Ananias. The Bible doesn't say whether he was a pastor. In fact, it don't say he was no pastor, no leader. God could choose who he want to. I think Pastor Bradford talked about the donkey when a man, the donkey said, man, you're treating me unjustly, huh? We got to excuse that. See, God don't operate when your mindset. He operates quite different from your mindset. One reason Atalia, again, she was able to reign because people lived under the reign of Satan because they don't really know where there's a legitimate king ready to take reign in their lives. Uh-oh. I'm going to put a pin in right there. Why was this lady able to reign? I'm asking everybody a question. Nobody speaks up when there's an unrighteous king or queen because you get your head cut off. Let's go to the three Hebrew boys. I want to get off the subject. They weren't scared, was they? Huh? I know I can't hear some of y'all talking back. Was they scared? Don't think so. And they said, throw me in the fire. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Sometimes you have to stand up for what is right. Oh, I'm scared of my pastor. You should be, you better have the fear of the Holy Ghost. I better fear the Holy Ghost than any pastor. I don't believe that. Ain't nobody put nobody under the bus. I'm renounce that right now. That thought is coming in your mind. I said when you're anointed from the Holy Ghost to speak, you must speak. I told you it's in my notes right here. Why was she able to reign this wicked queen? Many people live under the reign of Satan because they don't really know there is a legitimate king ready to take reign in their lives. God is trying to set up something else, and you still under the leadership of wickedness. And don't more than that, as I'm talking, and I'm talking kind of fast, your intimate relationship gives you discernment in the spirit, could determine whether something is right or wrong. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So if a pastor, anybody is not doing right, discernment will resonate in your spirit. It will determine what is right and what is wrong, what you want to choose to do, right or wrong. I'm hypothetically asking you a question. What do you choose to do, right or wrong? Okay. Joaz is crowned and received as a king. See, Joaz, the little kid that she hid. And he was brought out to the king's son. They put a crown on him and gave him the testimony. They made him king and anointed him, and they clapped their hands and said, long live the king. I think he must have been only 12 years old, guys. I got to go back. He was young. Of course he was young. They put the crown on him. Next to the crown, son had to be crowned. This was the public and official recognition of him as king, as Pastor Bradford talked about ordination. I'm not hyped. See, some people be more hyped than me about stuff, and they be jealous about stuff that they don't need to be. I'm going there. I humble myself about ordination. Sister Denise liked to do the work, honey. Let me be real clear. And Sister Gwendolyn Richardson told me 10 years, I don't want to get off track. Sister Denise, you do the work. And I didn't realize I was. I was doing the work of evangelists a long time ago. I bless the name of Jesus. And Holy Ghost had put in my mind how I used to do Bible study, where I used to live at. I did many Bible studies in my home. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'd rather do the work. I want to do the work. That's why I'm here on this line. I want to do the work. Put the crown on him. And they gave him the testimony. The king's son had to come with the word of God. Joash appeared before the people holding the scrolls of God's word, and we know that's the Bible. And I just want to say, because I told you I read 1 Kings, 2 Kings. One of the kings, was it Joash? One of the kings, they brought a scroll to him, and boy, he was converted. When he started reading that word of God, boy. I think it was this king right here, guys. Got to go back. But some of his leaders, see some of his leaders in the church, they found the scroll, and they gave it to the king, and he read it. And boy, the Holy Spirit came upon him. I think it was Joash. You can look it up for yourself. Like a teacher told me years ago, look it up for yourself. He said, I ain't going to give it to you. So y'all look it up. But I think it was Joash. They made him king. The king's son had to be received. He had the royal right to impose his reign, but instead allowed his rule to be received. The king's son would never fulfill his office without a divine anointing. There you go. See, you remember David? Remember Absalom and all his children and all that? Try to come against him. Huh? They failed because they wasn't the rightful heirs. You can't fit into somebody's anointing. I just told y'all that not too early. You can't do it, honey. They clapped their hands, and long live the king. The king's son received praise once he was recognized as a king. Now let me get to her, because she's about to go down. I'm trying to tell y'all. Let me just get to her in a minute. Oh, here you go. The death of the queen mother, I tell ya. She was the queen. If you're a brother or a sister to an heir, you're a king. Like Queen Elizabeth, what's her son's name? Whatever their son's name, Harry and all of them. You know, their little children, they princes and stuff like that. She was a queen. Her mother was a king. I told you, Jezebel, she was a queen. Her father, Ahab, he was a king. He was one of the wicked kings. So just remember, Queen Athaliah, her father was Ahab, King Ahab, the wicked king. And she became more wicked than all of them. Now, when Athaliah heard the noise of the escort. See, they're saying who the rightful king is. They put a crown on Joash, and they're rejoicing. And she hears this. Now, when Athaliah heard the noise of the escorts and the people, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was a king standing by a pillar, according to customs, and the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. You know how Judah is. They said, send the trumpeters. God always sent praise before, when the walls of Jericho came down, he says, send Judah first, honey. And praise out there. And so she said, treason, treason. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. Athaliah tore her clothes off, and she said, treason, treason. No baby doll, as my aunt says. No baby doll, because you wasn't Holly the heir, sweetie. That ain't going down. She talking about treason, treason. You ain't the rightful heir, boo. And when she looked, there was the king. For the absurd queen mother, this was a horrifying sight. You know, she done did everything evil and killed up everything. And for 6 years she ruled because she believed there was no legitimate claimants to the throne of David. See, a religious mindset. She nobody's going to reign. I'm the true king, no queen. No, you ain't. You're fake. You're not even fake. But this is in her mindset. And again, go to the people. Now that I think of it, guys, y'all take a little journey with me. For them, there is nothing they could do about it. Well, then again, if they would have submitted themselves to God, I just thought about something. For her to be evil and reign like this, they were, and now that I look at it, they had different idols. They were idolatrous themselves to submit to an evil king. Queen, okay, y'all put a pin in it. That's what I believe. All the people in land were rejoicing. They were obviously weary of the wicked reign of Athaliah. Now, some of them was they was weary of her. Some of them were glad that she was in there. Treason, treason. The charge was not unfounded. There was treason against her government, but it was well-founded and godly treason against a tyrannical, wicked ruler. Yeah, she was saying treason, treason against you. You found her guilty. Jehoiada commands the execution of Athaliah and her supporters. There you go, y'all. I'm coming to an end. And Jehoiada, the priest, he was a priest, commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the army, and said to them, here you go, y'all. And what I notice here, I'm about to wrap it up. You know how Jezebel died with the horses? See, the horses came in a certain way into the gates, I imagine. Shadarusha. And I think, I forgot who brought Jezebel on this line. Somebody brought Jezebel, I forgot who it was. I think Sister Hattie or somebody. And then I didn't notice only her hands and feet. See, it was prophesied that she was going to get eaten, and the dogs were going to lick her. It was already prophesied. that was happening. I'm going to tell y'all, guys, I'm about to come to an end, but I'm ahead of myself. The daughter dies the same way. Huh? They don't say the hands and everything, but let me read it. Because, see, I talk, but I got some backup. I'm like Pastor Brad, I got backup. Verses 15 to 16. And Jehoiada, the priest, commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the army, and said to them, take her outside under guard and slay her with the sword, whoever follows her. So the priest had said, do not let her be killed in the house of the Lord. They didn't want her to be killed up in the house of God. Take her wickedness up out of there. And that's what we're supposed to do. Take that wickedness out of the house of God. Shakirosha. I'd never like to, I've been saved 21 years. I had a problem. It happened to me once or twice. I had a problem with coming into the church with my eyes rolling at people. I've always had a problem with that. I've always had a problem with that from the time of my salvation. Never liked to come into the house of God. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to give y'all insight of Sister Denise. I never liked to come into a house of God with unsettledness. Never. Never liked to come in there rolling my eyes and having a discord. Never. One time when my husband had died, I called my cousin on the phone. By the time I got home, she had a message, and I had a message for her. Forgive me. The Lord said what I said to her because she never greet people. And I went on to say, you never greet people when we come. You always wait for people to greet you. They perhaps was right, but it was wrong how I said it. But the other ways, I've never came into the church rolling my eyes with arts against people. I'm speaking to everybody online. Don't do it. Repent. The Bible says that when you come, give your little praise this morning, give your praise to God, and you know that you wrong, and I'm just using people's name, and don't take it personally, okay? And Sister Hattie, Denise, and you know you got a heart against Denise, go and repent. And we got to stop taking things so serious. I'm using things hypothetically for examples here. Let me go with my friend, my sister in Christ, Gwen, Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. We need to repent. Not, the Bible says leave your gift and go and reconcile. God is a God of reconciliation. And so they took her by the horses, guys. I lost my little page. They took her out there, honey. Take her outside under guard and slay her with the sword, but don't let her be killed in the house of the Lord. So they seized her, and she went by the way of the horses. There go entrance into the king's house, and there she was killed. Same way her mother was killed, trampled over too. See, there go. They said, we don't want her up in head to be killed. Take her by, so she went by way of the horse's entrance. See, the horses had, and you know, they had chariots and horses. They came in, you know. They came into the palace or the king or whatever. And so that's where she was killed. They trampled girlfriend right over there, just like her. Yadadosha. Yipekadadosha. Same way her mama got killed, too. Yeah, okay. They prophesied the dog would lick her. Thus I tell you, the most infamous queen of Judah died at the hands of her executors. Much as her mother did. I told you, mother, and it's right here in my notes, her mother did the same way. Jehoiada established a new covenant. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord, the king, and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, and also between the king and the people. They should be the Lord's people. The covenant was between the Lord and the king of the people. They really committed themselves to honor, obey, and serve God. Joash, the guy that she was trying to hide. A little bit about him. All the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They thoroughly broke it in pieces and altars and images. This was the king Joash, the baby that, you know, that she was trying to hide. He tore all that stuff down. And all of the people of the land went to the temple of Baal. They tore it down. That's in 2 Kings 10. Jehu, which was like a supervisor army. He had a certain position, administrative. He supervised the destruction of the Temple of Baal in Samaria. Here the Temple of Baal in Jerusalem was destroyed and approximately destroyed by the people of the land. They didn't stop at destroying the building itself. They went on to destroy both the sacred objects dedicated to Baal. See, they're sacred things. You might destroy something, but there's something else that's hidden in you and I that we ain't took care of this morning. Take care of the other little unseen things, the unconfessed things. Shekirusha. One reason the people resented this worship of Baal in Jerusalem so much was because Atalia had directed that sacred objects from the temple of the Lord be put into the temple of Baal. She had the different objects and. For the sons of Atalia, their wicked mother, had broken into the house of God and also presented all the dedicated things of the Lord to the Baals. she flipped them things, the things that supposed to have been sacred. She flipped them and made them idols of worship. I mean, idols of Baal. They were idols that were dedicated to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Satan, you can't even, I'm about to come to the end of this, so you can't do nothing with this. And so she flipped them and broke them and took the dedicated things. That's the end of her, y'all. So that's how she died, guys, by the way of the horses, same way her mother died. But the dogs took them, tore her to pieces. And so that's Athaliah. Again, her father was Ahab, King Ahab. Again, King Joaz was the rightful king. He was hidden for a purpose, just like Moses. And you can't take nobody's anointing. Don't fit you, boo. It ain't going to fit you. And so she tried to reign. She was not, thank you, Holy Ghost, she was not the anointed. Neither was she appointed. Shot it all, shot. She was not anointed. She was not appointed to serve. And Jesus hid this baby for a certain time, for a time like this, and he raised this baby up, hallelujah, Jesus, to take his rightful position. And God had made a covenant with David. And even though these wicked kings came, and they went too, y'all. And now we still talk about the king of Israel. We're talking about the king of Judah, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. So wickedness, it don't last, baby. It'll be cut away and with the rest like the grass. Father God, I give you glory. I give you praise. Perpetrators and people that try to project an imagery of righteousness, have a form of godliness, and denying the power of the Holy Ghost, it ain't going to ring. It'll be cut down, Father God. That's just in our lives today. Imitators and people that's trying to come up against us, they'll be cut down. And so, Father God, I glorify your holy name. I thank you that we have read about this wickedness, but you had a plan with King Joaz, and King Joaz went on of the covenant that you had with David, and he went on to rule. And the things that she took and built in the temple, they were torn down. Hallelujah. And the people committed themselves into a righteous queen, king, even though that she tried to eliminate all the heirs. It wasn't in her power to do so, Father God. You tear down kingdoms and you bring kingdoms up in the name of Jesus. And for that, I glorify your name in Jesus' name. Everyone have an absolutely awesome day today in Jesus' name. Pastor Bradford, Sister Denise, I'm signing out from Philadelphia. Have an awesome day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Can you hear me, sister?
Yes, I can, Pastor. I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, because I received a notice that we were disconnected, so I guess that was whatever. We're still on. Amen. Thank God for a very full teaching. Amen. On Athaliah. Amen. Glory be to God. And this woman here was ruthless, as you said. Not only did she murder everyone, she murdered all of her grandchildren. Now, you know that's bad.
Yes.
Anytime you murder
yes.
your baby.
Yes.
But God had a ram in the bush, didn't he? He had a ram in the bush. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
My God, God is
yes.
always up to something.
Yes.
One other point here, as I was studying on her, she was the only woman to reign as queen of Judah, the only woman. But she got it. She got it illegally. She stole
yes.
it. She stole
yes.
her position, and that's something. But
yes.
the bottom line here is, as what you said,
mm-hmm.
is you reap what you sow. Be
yes.
not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man or a woman soweth, that shall they also reap. And here she created all this bloodshed, killing family, friends, whosoever
yes.
got in her way. Amen. It's the same way she died. Glory
yes.
be to God. Isn't that something? And as
like
you said also, every generation gets worse and worse and worse. Her
yes.
mother was wicked. Her father was
wicked.
And then she became more wicked.
More wicked.
My God, my God. So we have a lot to learn from that, beloved. Let me tell you something. The world says what goes around comes around. The Bible says we reap what you sow. Don't make no difference if what side you're on, spiritual side or natural side. You best believe you're going to pay the piper. Whatever you put out, going to come back, beloved, and we can learn from this lesson where we have made mistakes and made wrong choices. While you got some time, go back and start to straighten that stuff up right now. Start to straighten it up. It's coming back. It's coming back. If you reap to the wind, if you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And it always comes back worse than what you put out. Come on, go back and get it right. Get it right now. Get right, church. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Minister Denise. Amen. We know you got a couple of things going on right now. Glory be to God in your personal life, and we wish you the best. Amen. It's a new season for you. Look like all things are becoming new. Amen. So that's a beautiful thing. Amen. So we continue to pray God's hands of grace and mercies upon your life. Amen. Thank you so much for serving. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Very, very complete, very, very full presentation. Amen. You did your due diligence there and your research. Amen. We appreciate you. All right, all right, all right. We bless the Lord. Amen. Evangelist Denise, amen, out of Philadelphia. Amen. Glory be to God. Most people haven't heard about Atalia, but I'm telling you, the Bible is full of information. Amen. For us, for our learning, for our learning. Amen. Glory be to God. She thought she got rid of everybody in succession. She thought she did. But God said, I got you on one. God always wins, beloved. God always wins. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Tomorrow we'll be hearing about Vashti. Don't too many people talk about Vashti. Amen. Glory. They just talk about Queen Esther, the new queen that came on. They didn't talk about the one. Amen. The first wife. They don't talk about the first wife. Amen. They just talk about Queen Esther. Amen. Glory be to God, who we knew was in the will of God. It's possible that the first wife was in the will of God, too. Amen. So we'll learn about her on tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. We are still rejoicing. We're still rejoicing for Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to bless the Lord. Amen. I know I was happy. I was happy for the fellowship. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. To visit with my mother and her church and thanking God for the portion of you all that came out to be with us. Glory be to God. We want to say thank you, Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Amen. The members, the official members was there. Amen. The ministry, some ministry partners was there and made my heart glad. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Amen. God showed me something that Sunday. Amen. Amen. And even for those of you who couldn't come, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We understand. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just want to bless the Lord. We want to bless the Lord. We want to bless the Lord. We are still rejoicing. We are still rejoicing. It took me a couple days to come down. I'm not down yet. Amen. From the resurrection and all last week. Amen. Our celebrations. Amen. I'm not down yet. I said, Lord, I hope I'm not moving too fast. Amen. With the women. Because I tell you, if I had thought about it, I would have pushed the women back a week. I would have pushed us back a week, amen, because I'm still on high for them. Just let us celebrate Jesus, amen, this week. But we're here now, amen, so we'll make it work, amen. We'll make it work, amen. Everything that we go through, beloved, is a learning experience. It's a learning experience, amen. But next year, if we do it this time, we're going to push everything else back 1 week. So that whole week after Easter, after the resurrection, we just want to lift up the name of Jesus. And we're still lifting up the name of Jesus because we're teaching about Jesus, but his glory, his lordship, his power. Oh, my God, it's a beautiful place to be. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right. Well, thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for your prayers. Amen for me. Thanks for your ministry. And we are praying one for another. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. We ask that you would meet us at the altar prayer today. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank our minister Denise for standing in for our elder, Estelle on yesterday. God bless, even in the midst of you packing and moving. Amen. And our glory be to God, our minister Joannis has stood instead for our minister Shannon. Amen. Thank God when we can take care of one another. Amen. Glory be to God. It's a beautiful thing. It's just a beautiful thing. Amen. So we're looking forward. Thanks. please, remember in your prayers, Councilman Kenyatta. Glory be to God. He's actually family. Amen. He's part of my family. Amen. Glory be. This guy is innocent. Kenyatta Johnson, city council, amen, and him and his wife, Dawn Javu, beloved, amen. I truly believe in my heart that they are innocent. They're trying to be framed for, then it was $66,000. Amen. Glory be. Got bribed. And I don't believe any of it. I really don't. I'm not just saying that because Kenyatta's family. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm praying that when the verdict comes through, that they was locked yesterday. The verdict, the jury could not come to a decision. And I believe that's God moving right there. Amen. But I am praying that they will be exonerated. Amen. So, amen. Keep them in your prayers today, saints. Amen. Keep them in your prayers. Amen, and anything and everybody else, amen. All right, we'll be at the altar tonight, amen, at 9 o'clock and at 12 o'clock, amen. This is a week for our Friday night praise, amen, and to God be praise, glory, and honor, amen, and amen. All right, amen, glory be to God, and to God be praise, glory, and honor, amen, hallelujah, for his love, his grace, and his mercy. Again, thank you so much. Evangelist, amen, Denise, very, very thorough presentation, amen, in Jesus' name. All right, everybody be safe today. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Glory be to God. Lead us, guide us, direct us. We seek your directions. Father, thank you for your protection. Thank you for your blessings upon us, upon our families, Father God, upon this ministry and upon the body of Christ at large. Thank you, Father. And Father, we're still celebrating resurrections. As Pastor Westfield said, is he resurrected? Are we resurrected? Is he resurrected in our hearts? And we thank you today, Father, that the answer is yes. Jesus, hallelujah, we are resurrected because he is resurrected and he lives in us. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer and its service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Amen. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. Love you, love you, love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody walk in the blessing today because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Blessings. Amen.
I love the Lord.